Name of Jesus, we are so blessed to be here this morning. What an honor it is to serve the Lord in this manner. It is an honor and a privilege to lift up the name of Jesus with our fellow soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. Those of you that feel like gathering around here, I would sure welcome you to just stand with me. If you got babies, don't worry about it. You just sit down in the chair and just because you got your hands full. But those of you that can, if you could just kind of gather around the altar while we go into prayer service, I'd appreciate it. And thank God, come here, gal. My wife is back in town. The Lord healed her completely. Okay, she was toe up from the floor up, but God healed her in the name of Jesus. So thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. And I give God praise. Amen. And for those of you that have been dealing with illnesses and sicknesses, I'm telling you, God is the healer. And God can do it. Believe me, God can do it. Amen. I want to pray for those that don't know quite where they stand in God yet. I want to pray for those that are unsure of what their place is. I want to pray for those that don't know which way to go. I want to pray for those that have not yet received Christ as their Lord and Savior. I want to pray for those that are on the fence. I just want to pray. I think this is a good time for confession. It's a good time for repentance. Amen. Amen. It's so good to see Linda. Linda, I'm telling you, it's good. It's odd to see you without Barbara, but it is good to see you.
I'm supposed to be here.
You're a Southern girl. I can tell. She's supposed to be here. Amen. I recognize that. Amen. 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 So those of you that are praying for someone or know someone that you need to pray for, that need to be closer to God, that need to be in touch with Jesus, that you are sure that they don't know him or that they have left and they need to come back, Let's pray together for them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the opportunity to pray for your children. We give you praise. We magnify you this opportunity, Lord, for allowing us to pray with our global soldiers as we come together in one body, in one mind, as one unit, praying for salvation for those that don't have it, praying for forgiveness for those that are in sin, and praying for those that don't know that they don't know. We're praying for healing and deliverance of the mind and of their circumstances and of the bodies. We're praying, Lord, that you would lift up those that need to be lifted up and that you would refresh those that need to be refreshed and that you would give a new, fresh anointing to those that need the anointing, a daily fresh anointing. Father, we're praying for those that are between a rock and a hard place. We're praying for those that don't know where their next meal is coming from, where their mortgage or their rent is coming from, for those that don't know if they'll have a job in the morning. Father, we're praying for those that are living in situations that are not ordained by you. We're praying for those that are the children that are unable to fight for themselves. We're praying for your people. And Father, those that need forgiveness, we're praying, Lord, that if they don't know you, that something, that you will change something in their atmosphere so that they will understand that you are the only way, the truth, and the light. No one can come unto the Father except by you. There is no other way except Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, we're praying that you would lift them up in the name of Jesus. Help them to see that they need you way more than they understand. We pray forgiveness. We pray provisions. We pray a fresh anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. So Pastor Nicole, amen. Read. Come here. We got to put you to work. Amen. Read off their handles. You don't have to read their request, just the name, so you'll know that we have been praying for you this week. Amen.
Jennifer. No, we don't do that.
Oh, okay, so Jennifer.
Jennifer B.
James
L. Troy T. Gerald V. Jupiter. Ruta De Leon, I think is his handle.
Uh-huh.
Will H. Christina G. All Light. Vicky D.
Love me some Vicky D.
Casey B. John M. Ray H. Amin G. Because I'm not even going to try that one. Robert V.
Oh, Robert V. Yeah.
Bex V.
Robert. Amen.
Matt H. Frey G. T. Renew T. And Pamela E.
Amen. We want you to know that the saints have been praying, that you have not been forgotten. We're also praying for the special needs children, have not forgotten about the special needs children. Let me tell you something. Special needs children are special in the sight of God and in the sight of the people of God. I think when they put special on there, they put the right word on there.
Right.
Special, not special as an old poor kid, special as in a select bright light in the eyes of God. Amen. And I love children, and God loves his children. And I'm praying that they will be exposed to the light of God so that they will excel in everything that the Lord places in their heart to do. Amen. Amen. And the children that have been children that are in situations that they can't help, that they have no control over, that some children are in abusive situations, abusive, and they can't talk, whether they don't know what to say or they've been threatened. They can't explain what's happening. They just know something's not right. And so we need to keep these children lifted up. And there are parents that feel helpless in these environments, these children that have been being abused and attacked. And my prayer is that God will defend and avenge these children.
Amen.
Amen. Because in my opinion, there's nothing worse than a child being abused in any manner.
Amen.
Amen. In any manner. And the next thing to that, because are women that are in situations and they are abused, whether it's mental abuse or physical abuse or both. Mm-hmm. My mother was in tremendous physical and mental abuse, so I saw it firsthand. And it's, my heart goes out to those people. And some of them don't know that they don't have, that's not God's will for their life. Some of them have been trained to think that, oh, well, I don't have any other choice. This is where the Lord put me. That's not true. And so those of you that are living in abusive situations, whether it's mental or physical or whatever it is, we want to pray with you and we want to pray for you, because that is not God's will for his children. That is not what God wants for his children, to be living under that kind of torment. That's just not his will. And since a lot of them have been trained, or they just feel helpless. What am I going to do if I leave here? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to stay? Because that's been pounded in their mind for so long until they think, well, if they didn't love me, they wouldn't do this. And that's a lie from hell. That is not of God. And that is not God's will for your life. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
That is not God's will for your life. So if you are in an abusive situation, you don't even have to give us your name. Just contact us. So even if you can't talk on the phone, if you can't send messages all the time, just let us know. And we will be praying for you, because that's not how we want you to go out. That's not, we don't want you bruised on your way to the cloud party. That's not what we, that's, I don't believe that's what God wants. Amen. Amen. So Pastor Nicole, what we got?
We got quite a list today.
We got quite a list? So you're trying to tell me don't be talking a lot?
Well.
And she says, well, wonder what that mean.
So this is from Michael. There are three people that he's witnessing to. Arlie, who curses a lot, and it is believed that they're under demonic oppression.
Mm-hmm.
They were involved in Satan worship as a teen.
Oh, boy.
Barbara is very motivated and zealous for Christ, but her family is unsaved,
mm-hmm.
and she needs direction for her passion so that she can continue to share.
Yeah.
Then last, there's Jerry, who's homeless and appears to be an alcoholic. He has been given tracts and follow up, but we're praying for his salvation.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, let's talk about this the person that's the cursing. The Bible says, let no filthy communication proceedeth out of your mouth. And so we already know that that's against scripture. And sometimes, and when those spirits get a hold to you, it's a process to get it out. You know what I mean? It's a process. We're not okaying anything. We're just saying sometimes it can be a process for some people. But if they're dealing in witchcraft, let me tell y'all something. Ouija boards, yoga. Give me some more witchcraft stuff.
The
eight ball, shake it for good luck.
Really?
Oh my goodness. God, have you ever read scripture?
The word luck is demonic.
Mm-hmm. Come up here. The word luck.
The word luck is demonic. We don't live in luck.
We live by faith
and by the grace and the blessing of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go and we do things for luck, we're actually operating under Satan's realm of currency rather than God's realm.
Say it. So them Ouija boards, them eight balls. Amen. Them Ouija boards, them eight balls, that the yoga, they got yoga in the churches. They got yoga, they have yoga class to get it out, or you're even unaware that it's in the first place. It becomes a norm. You think that's just who you are. That's just a part of who I am, when it's not. Amen. And so we want to pray. We want to pray that the Lord will loose those demons from that person and anyone that's dealing, that's been living under the influences of witchcraft. You'd be surprised at the people that are practicing witchcraft right under your nose, right in your own house, right where you hang out. You'd be surprised. You need to ask the Spirit of God to open your eyes and your understanding and to help you see what's going on in your atmosphere. Because a lot of times things are going on and they don't know why they can't get up. They can't find a place to stay. They don't know why they can't find a job. They don't know why things are always going wrong, because they have demons surrounding their atmosphere and they're unaware. Drinking. Why do you think they put on a lot of these liquor bottles spirits? Mm-hmm. Because there are demonic spirits in that. And when you're consuming that stuff, they tell you on the bottle, they're not even hiding. Liquor, spirits. They tell you on the bottle and you're like, duh, I didn't know that's what it meant. You know, the Bible says all things are lawful but not expedient. Just because you're old enough to do it don't mean God wants you doing it. Amen. And we want to pray for the young lady whose family is not saved. And we want to pray for the person under the demonic spirit. And there's a third person. And the homeless man who's believed to be alcoholic. And my father was an extreme alcoholic. So I understand how a person can get caught up in that alcoholism. I understand that. But we need to pray that God will pull him out of that, because that does not lead, alcoholism does not lead to Christ, and anything that does not lead you to Christ is leading you away from Christ. Amen. Anything that you're in that prevents you from moving forward in Christ is a trap from the enemy to keep you away from Christ. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, these three families, these three souls, these three atmospheres that we're praying over, we're praying, Lord, that you would deliver them from witchcraft. We're praying that you would deliver her family so maybe that she can minister to them or be ministered to by someone. We're praying for the homeless person that has been talk to about Christ, but is still fighting or at least dealing with alcoholism. We're praying for those families. We're praying for those people. We're praying for those situations and atmospheres that you would enter in and remove the sin, that you would enter in and reveal what's going on to them so that they will understand that they need to be closer to you and further away from those things that are pulling them from you. Father, open up the atmosphere, open up the doors, and let your presence move in so that they will see the light while there's still time. Because when night comes, no man can work. We're praying for healing and deliverance for all of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. What you got, Mama?
Next we have Lee.
Lee.
Lee works with school kids mm-hmm. that are in the CPS system in Texas.
Now, what does that mean?
The Child Protective Services.
Okay, okay.
The children are very angry and many do not believe in God. He's praying for their salvation.
Amen. I'm praying for their salvation too. What's his name?
His name is Lee.
Lenny?
Lee.
Lee. Lee. Lee, it is a wonderful thing that you're requesting prayer for them. It is an awesome thing because you may be the only person in their life praying for them. You may be the only person in their atmosphere that even knows God. They have a hard enough time being where they are, feeling rejected. God, feeling the rejection and feeling unloved and unwanted. They have it bad enough as it is. They need somebody to pray for them. And we're going to be praying with you, and we're going to be praying for the children as well, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for this soldier that's praying for those children that may feel that they are lost, that they have no opportunity. They may feel that they have no hope. They may feel that no one wants them or loves them. Father, we're praying for their protection. We're praying that you would heal them and forgive them of all sin and unrighteousness. We're praying that something will happen in their lives, that they will see the love of Jesus, so that they will see what you have done for them already. Ah, God, we're praying that you would open up a door or a window of opportunity, of salvation, of love, that you would do something, send something, somebody that will make a difference in their lives. Let our prayers, Lord, you can speak from your throne to the children that are in need. You can speak from your throne, and Lee will be able to pray over that atmosphere and dismiss demons and darkness that have covered those children. Father, remove the pain from those children and give them peace, give them hope, give them joy. Let your perfect will be done in the lives of those that feel lost and left out. In Jesus' name, we're praying. Amen and amen.
Yes. Warhammer.
Warhammer, asking, bless you.
Is asking for prayer for Vivian.
Vivian.
She needs salvation. And she also has ovarian cancer that has spread.
Oh. Mi se a mi asemien osam ki si mi aya utahisa mi asamno. I know you're not Jaqua, but I'll get you in a minute.
Danita,
I know who you are. I said I knew you weren't, didn't I say that? Don't let that baby leave until I lay hands on her. Ovarian cancer, and it's spreading. Did she say what her name was? Vivian?
Her name is Vivian.
Vivian, because Warhammer. Basaria. Warhammer, we're praying with you for Vivian. Misi alodusha mi iham. After we're done praying, I need Linda and Pastor Nicole to lay hands on Leslie right here. Okay? All right. Warhammer, thank you for your diligence. Thank you, Warhammer, for looking out for the people of God. We're going to pray for Vivian now. It is ovarian cancer, and what else?
And she needs salvation.
First of all, the Bible says, what is easier for God to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or be thou healed? When he speaks and it can cover everything. Amen. But here's the thing. God is way more concerned about your eternity than your physical your temporary physical temple. Y'all catch that? God is way more concerned about where you're going to end up when you leave here than whatever's going on in this frame. Because this frame is going nowhere. When you leave here, that's why your flesh don't mind sin. Because your flesh ain't going to hell. Just you. Your flesh not going to hell. Your flesh don't mind. You can drink up all the alcohol they make. Your flesh does not have a problem with that. You can smoke all the weed and suck down all the crack. Your flesh don't mind. Because the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So when your flesh is trying to talk you into doing stuff, you got to remember, your flesh does not care about your eternal salvation, because your flesh is going to be here when you leave, and it will be destroyed with everything else. So your flesh, from its perspective, have absolutely nothing to lose. But your real, the life of you, who you truly are, your real man, that's what God is concerned about, because that's what's going to inhabit eternity, heaven or hell, light or darkness. So we're praying for her. Vivian. So we're praying for Vivian's salvation. We're praying that the Lord, because see, if she allowed the Lord to enter into her atmosphere, he may just clear that up just because. Mm-hmm. Right? Do you know that there are benefits to living a sanctified life? Sanctified means separated for the purpose of God. Do you know there are benefits for living a life of holiness? There are benefits, because see, if you're not living for God, you'll do just about anything. But when you're living for God, there's a whole lot of stuff you're not going to do, which could save your life. Right? Which could save your mental stability, which can save your health and strength. There's a lot of benefit in being in Christ, because there's a lot of stupid stuff you won't do. There's a lot of careless stuff you won't do. There's a lot of places you're not going to go. You're not going to be caught, because I'm serving God. Amen. And if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and ask him to turn your life around, there are tremendous physical benefits of being in Christ. Amen. But we're going to pray for Vivian's salvation, and then we're going to pray for her healing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know me easy. I know it my hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Warhammer, keep barking, Warhammer. Keep barking. Keep barking, Warhammer. Keep barking. Amen. Hallelujah. Vivian. La via altruism. I hope one day Vivian will watch this video as we call out her name. I hope Vivian will watch this video. And there are people like Vivian that are having issues in their bodies who have not received Christ. And don't you know that it's a possibility that if you allow Christ to come in and into your life, and you receive him and you get on the ark and you live your life for him, he may just heal you just to say, welcome aboard. I mean, we don't know, but at least once you have accepted Christ, you say, Lord, please heal this temple. He'll hear you. Because if you're in sin, if you're living in sin and you're not connected to Christ, the only prayer he hears from you is a prayer of repentance. That's all he's listening to. Until you repent, he's not listening to you, because the Bible says, now we know that God hears not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God, you can't worship God unless you are living for God. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Vivian needs to know who you are. She needs to understand that you are the only true and living God. She needs to know that there is no God other than you. You are the only true and living God. Father, you can speak and she is healed. You can speak and her atmosphere will change. You can speak and everything about her life is new. Father, we're praying for her salvation. We're praying for her deliverance in you. We're praying that she will see you and accept you. And we're also praying for her physical body. We're praying, Lord, we're praying. But what's the use of her being physically fit and still don't know God? What's the use of her being physically healed and still refuse to know who God is? So, Father, we're praying for her, is it sozo? For her complete healing, physical, spiritual, mental, her complete healing, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, and that she will get to live in eternity with you, in Jesus' name. And we're praying for Warhammer to keep barking. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Next we have Renew.
Renew.
Renew has a person that owes them a lot of money and has not paid in a long time. Because of this, she is being charged fees at her bank of 700,000 rupees each month.
Oh my goodness.
She needs a financial miracle.
Yes, she does. Mikusa iayikum. Lavia adomia. Yes.
I want to put these two together because it's both financial.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel is in desperate financial need and he's contemplating suicide.
Oh my God.
As well as Nikki is in desperate financial need.
Nikki,
Daniel. And Renew.
Is that our Renew?
Yes.
Nikki, Daniel, and Renew. Renew. Abba Iyakum. I'm going to be praying. Renew, I'm going to be praying for you this week, all this week. I'm going to be praying for you because I get it. I get it. Who's the person that's contemplating? The person, what's the middle person?
Daniel.
Okay, so if there's three.
Renew.
Uh-huh.
Someone owes them money.
Yes.
Daniel.
Same suicide.
But it is in contemplating suicide. Mm-hmm. And then Nikki, who's in financial crisis.
And Nikki. Kiba Allah Shomi Ata Ichan. And Nikki, let me address Daniel. Daniel, the Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. I know what it's like to be in a financial strait. I know what it's like to not know where your next meal is coming from and a seemingly good idea is just not to be here. I understand that the enemy is pushing those ideas in your mind. Here's my concern. If you take your life or you cause your life to be taken on purpose, once you enter into eternity, there's nothing else you can do. Wherever you wind up, that's where you are. There's no repentance, there's no change in your mind, there's no turning back, there's nothing, it's done, it's over. I understand that, listen, for those of you that are contemplating suicide, it is not the answer. I'm telling you right now, it's not the answer. Christ is the answer. Well, I've talked to God and he hasn't answered my prayer yet. Are you sure? Because sometimes if it's not the answer we're looking for, we just assume God's not talking. Sometimes if it's not the song we want to hear, we're not listening. Sometimes if it's not quick enough, it can't be God. Sometimes if it's not in the direction that we think it should be, it can't be God. You got to stop. Because God knows how to reach you. He knows where you live. He knows what you're dealing with. He understands the situation that you're in. He understands the darkness that's surrounding your atmosphere. God understands. You have to give God an opportunity and the freedom to do with you as he chooses. Because I guarantee you, anything you do that did not come from God is the wrong thing to do, no matter what it is. Whatever choice you make, and it did not come from God, it's the wrong choice. I guarantee it. Don't let the enemy whisper death into your ears. Don't let the enemy whisper condemnation into your ears. Yes, there are Christians that have contemplated suicide, but once they realize what the enemy is doing, they're like, I'll rebuke that in the name of Jesus. There's a lot of people that wish they weren't here, that they can't rush God, but they thought about, you know, jumping the gun. You can't do that. Where's your faith? I will keep their mind perfect peace whose minds are stayed on him. He says we live by faith and not by sight. You cannot allow your situation to dictate your eternity. Amen, somebody. You cannot allow your environment to dictate your eternity. You can't do that. How do you know God is a healer unless you give him an opportunity to do it? How do you know God will rescue you if you don't give him an opportunity to do it? How do you know God will fix it if you never give him a chance to fix it?
Right.
God doesn't move on your time. He moves on his time.
Yes, amen.
It is not your option to commit suicide. It is not your option to decide when you leave here. That's not your option. You have been bought with a price. You are no longer yours. You belong to God. And it's God's option when you leave here, not yours.
Amen.
And whenever those thoughts enter into your mind, those are not your thoughts. Those are thoughts from the enemy trying to make you think they're your thoughts and trying to make you think it's a good idea. It's not a good idea. Because once you take your last breath, you're wherever you're going. I can't tell you you'll make it to heaven, and I can't guarantee you going to hell if you commit suicide. I'm telling you, it's the wrong thing to do.
Amen.
If you live by faith, suicide is not an option.
Amen.
Amen. If you walk by faith and not by sight, suicide is not an option. God will fix it if you allow him to fix it.
Trust.
You got to trust him. You got to dive into God. You have to dive into God. What does that mean? That means I put everything else on hold. And I'm going deep into God. I'm going into study. I'm going into prayer. I'm speaking to God. I'm cutting people off because I only want to hear from God. I'm going to fast. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to study. I'm going to have my praise music going. I'm going to talk to people that know who God is. I'm going to surround myself with other people that believe that God is who he said he is. And I'm going to ask God to change my environment and my atmosphere so the demons won't have a chance to get to you and whisper suicide, because all the exits will be blocked.
Right.
All the windows will be closed. The light is on. The darkness will cease. I'm praying for the finances of the people of God. I'm praying. I understand that the enemy has set this atmosphere up for depression. Right. The enemy has set this atmosphere up for sadness. The enemy has set this atmosphere up so you can feel that God has turned his back on you. Nothing could be further from the truth. No matter what atmosphere you live in, God is still with you. If you are still with God, God is still with you. Right. Don't let the enemy make you think that God has left, because God has not left, and he will not forsake those that believe. Amen, somebody. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all the people that are suffering, for all the people that need finances, for all the people that are dealing with financial pressure, for all the people that don't know where their next meal is coming from all the people that have said, God, I've cried out to you, but I have not seen an answer yet. For all the people that have said, God, I'm looking for you, but I just don't know which way to go. Father, open up a door or a window. Let something happen for the finances, for the finances of the people that believe, because you understand what it is that they're going through. Suicide is not an option. God, Father, open up a door. What's her name? Renew. Open up a door. Father, for Nikki, for Renew, for Daniel. Father, give them the testimony that will blow somebody's mind, that will make them say, I want to know about this God you serve. Because if your God can do that, what can he do for me? God, I want to know about your God. I want to talk to your God. I want to pray to your God. Lord, let something happen where somebody will say, introduce me to your God.
Yes.
So that they will see your light in them, and it will draw more men unto you. Let something happen that will change the atmosphere and the outlook. And Lord, the enemy is a liar. Prove him to be another liar again. The Costaria, prove him to be a liar in the lives of these people again. Prove the enemy a big liar. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm going as fast as I can.
Hilda.
Hilda.
Has a friend whose son, Tommy, has been rushed to the hospital with a huge blood clot in his leg.
Oh, my. Is that our Hilda?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's also asking for prayer for the Page family for salvation and a return to Jesus.
Return to Jesus. Let me tell you something. Leaving Christ is the worst thing you could have ever done in your whole life.
Yes.
stepping away from God because of a temporary situation that you're in is the worst thing on the planet. For one thing, the Bible says tomorrow's not promised. Hey, Pastor Drea, the Bible says tomorrow's not promised. So you step aside because of a situation that you found yourself in, or the atmosphere has changed, and you step aside just for a hot minute. You don't know if you're ever going to get it back.
Foundation will crumble.
Oh my God, everything, because in the Bible it tells us when and I'm not quoting it because I forgot the exact scripture, but in essence it says if you are in Christ and Christ is in you and you step away, seven devils more wicked than the first will enter into that vessel that has been cleaned and shined and polished by the Holy Spirit. And so when you step away from God and the Spirit of God moves out of you, seven demons, they're like, woo-wee, it sure look good in here. Come on, let's come stank it up.
Like a nightclub party.
Oh my goodness. Hit the light, somebody. Coming in there with the smoke gun and it's in seven devils worse than the demon that God ejected from you the first time enters into you, and you got a fight on your hands. Can you imagine seven devils more wicked than the one that God found in you when he first rescued you? Seven. Oh my God. Seven devils more wicked than the first one. They're like, you got away the first time, you ain't going nowhere this time. We got you. You really want to do that? You really want to allow yourself to be away from God so you can get caught up in some stuff you may never be delivered from? Stepping away from God, no matter what you're dealing with, is the worst thing on the planet. And the enemy knows it. But if he can sweeten it up and sugarcoat it and make it look good and cute and handsome, that's the best I could do, y'all. I don't know nothing else. if he can just change your focus for a minute and you say, okay, that's all you need. That's all you need. The Bible says tomorrow's not promised. You may not have a chance to get back to God. Well, I'll be back. How do you know? Amen. So we're praying. Nikki, read it again.
Hilda.
We're praying Hilda's friend.
Asking for prayer for her friend's son, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. That's got the blood clot.
With the blood clot. Mm-hmm. And also for the Page family.
The Page family. Fi-em-yong. Because your altar. Isn't that bad enough that one person walked away? You got a whole family that walked away. That's. I don't know anything worse than that. It's bad enough. But when you got a whole family, and you don't know who was watching that family. You don't know who was watching that family live for Christ. You don't know who was watching that family. What happened to the people that were watching them live for Christ? What happens to them? Yeah, they're like, oh, well, God can't be that much. You didn't stick around.
Right.
How great can he be? You left.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You think your life is just about you. It's not just about you. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's patterning their life after yours. You don't know who is looking for God and looking for you, looking for somebody that's living for God so that they can learn how to live for God. There's so many variables that you don't know, but the enemy knows. Because if I can keep Linda from saying yes to God, then since Leslie's watching Linda and Linda don't know that Leslie's watching Linda, then maybe I can keep Leslie and her family from coming to God. And then it just starts one after the other, after the other, after the other. Yeah. And the enemy's just laughing. You think, well, nobody knows. It's just me and the Lord. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
50 people lives have been lost because you decided not to stay with God. You can't make a choice like that. First of all, it's a stupid choice. Second of all, you don't have the right to make that choice. You need to stay with God no matter what. I've had issues. I've always had issues somewhere. Never. Even when I tried to walk away, God pulled me back.
Right, amen.
Because it was a stupid thing to do.
Setup.
It was a setup. And the enemy tried to kill me while I was out. and God pulled me back in.
Yep.
Amen. And once I got in, I'm like, that's it. I ain't never leaving. Amen. Father, and that baby who has the son that has the blood clot. Father, I know you are. It's hot in here, ain't it?
It's the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, well, it's hot up here. Y'all don't see me sweating? Woo, Lord. Amen. About to ask for Pastor Sandy's fan. All right. Amen. Thank you, Linda. Going through the change. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that, what's the boy's name? For Tommy, me all issue. For Tommy. That is dealing with their blood clot. For Tommy, who's dealing with these physical issues. For Tommy, meet him at his point of need. Meet him at his point of need. Meet him at his point of need. Kisholias, break it up. Give him healing and deliverance. Bless that family, that ichanus, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, that family that has walked away from you. Father, they may have turned their back temporarily. I know as long as they have breath and you have not snatched us up, they still have a chance. Lord, whatever it takes to put them back on track, whatever it takes to move that family back into the light and out of darkness. Whatever it takes for that family to change, let it be. Let it be. In Jesus' name, amen. Ooh, it's hot. Oh.
So this is from Bethany.
Bethany.
Her nephew, Jacob, who's in his late 20s, was diagnosed with two forms of dyslexia.
Oh.
And is on the autism spectrum. Now.
On the what kind of spectrum?
Autism.
Autism.
Now he claims he's an atheist.
Uh-oh.
And so she's asking for prayer for his salvation.
Yeah, me too. Wow. Two forms of dyslexia. I didn't even know there were two forms. Two forms of dyslexia and on the verge of autism.
Spectrum of autism, yeah. Autism spectrum.
What does that mean?
So there's different levels of autism. Uh-huh. High functioning, low functioning. So he's within that, whatever range
they are. Hi. I'm telling you, since we've been praying for our global families, I've learned things that I never knew. Man. I never knew existed. Mm-hmm. And now the enemy wants him to claim that there is no God. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Before 9/11, people were claiming there was no God like there was no tomorrow. The day 9/11 happened, you couldn't find an atheist nowhere. Everybody, either they were calling out on God or blaming him. Mm-hmm. Okay? You claim you're atheist until something happened. You claim you atheist until you're on your deathbed. And you're like, well, just in case there is a God, I better start praying. You claim you're an atheist because you haven't been put in the right position yet. But you know that there is a God. You know that God is real. That's your way of running off. But I'm telling you, God can allow something to happen. Will to change your whole mind and will tell you without a doubt there is a God. We're going to be praying because it's possible that maybe these things that he's been diagnosed with has got his mind all willy-nilly, right? And so because honestly, who can honestly say that they know what he's going through? Who can honestly say that they, I mean, I'm sure that there's somebody that understands exactly what he's going through, but I don't. And so maybe there's something that's going on with him that's causing this because of the other things that are being caused. Whatever it is, God has the answer. And God is the key. And God can fix it. His name again is Jacob. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, can I get y'all to lift your hand for Jacob? Okay, just lift your hand for Jacob. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Jacob right now. Father, you understand the different things that he's going through, what he's dealing with. I have no concept as to what he must be dealing with, and his family and those that love him must be going through. I have no idea, but you, oh God, know exactly what's going on, and you know exactly what he's dealing with, and you know exactly what the enemy is trying to impress upon them and ease into their minds and trick them to think that there is no God, when I know for a fact that they know that there is a God. So I'm praying for healing from the mind. I'm praying for deliverance from the things that takes him away from you. I'm praying, Lord, that you would move in that atmosphere. Whatever that needs to be done, speak your word from eternity into this realm and let it be so. Let your perfect will be done. Let it be done while it is yet day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Claudia, I got a box for you right over here. I do, right in that chair.
Cheryl is asking for prayer for her 74-year-old grandmother.
Wow.
She was recently stricken with a ruptured disc, causing severe back and leg pain. The medicine is not working. She's asking for healing.
Amen. 74. Amen. Hallelujah. Sami sa usham. He imihan usavien. Fabi utavias. I'm believing that the 74-year-old is a believer in God. I'm believing that I've seen the Lord heal older people. I've seen it. I've seen people, I've laid hands on people that were coming in wheelchairs. They were rolling themselves in. And when the service was over, they were pushing the wheelchair to the car.
Amen on that.
I've seen them hobble in, and then we hung their crutch on the wall. I've seen God do amazing things. So a 75-year-old believer is no trouble for God. Amen. I've seen God do some stuff that just blew my mind. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is out of the realm for God to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I was just thinking, I was looking at the prayer service from last Sunday, and I put it on the, what do you call it?
Closed caption.
Closed caption. Yeah. And I wanted to see what they were going to say for tongues. Oh. They just left it blank. Oh. They're like, I ain't even going there. I'm going to wait till they start speaking English, and then I'll put that on there. Right. But when they start, because I was expecting all kind of crazy symbols. They're like, we ain't doing none of that. When you start speaking English, then we'll kick in. Amen. Amen. Because I didn't know we had closed caption. I didn't know.
Writing tongues down?
How you going to write tongues down?
Is that what you're talking about?
No, you know how the closed caption, where they print the words on screen that you're saying? But when it got to tongues, they just left it blank. They're like, yeah, we'll catch up with you in a minute. Amen. Amen. But for the 74-year-old soldier, we're praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're able. We know that there is no age restriction on what you can do. There is no age restriction. There is no gender restriction. There are no restrictions on what you can do. There is nothing and no one that you cannot touch. Your word reaches every nook and cranny of every aspect of this world. Every person, every place, everything, nothing is hidden. Your word reaches everything, everyone, and every place. We're asking, Father, that you would simply speak from your glory into the life of this 74-year-old soldier and make a difference and give a testimony, give relief, remove the pain, allow them to sit up and continue worshiping and ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let someone see the healing. Let someone see the faith. And let that someone believe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Is there a prayer in the chat room? Is there something in the chat room that needs to be addressed? We want to do it while we still can. Amen. Is the old man on his way, Pastor Drea?
We sure hope so,
she said. Amen. Amen. We want you to know that we're praying. Listen, if you caught the prayer on Christmas Day,
thank you, Jesus.
Which so many people have said it was the message that Pastor Sandy gave, or what I call the mini Mick message, and the mini Mick prayer was a blessing. Praise God. I need you to remember one of the things that I told you in that prayer, that this is your opportunity to actually show how much you have faith in God. It's not that God doesn't know, because of course he knows, but this is your opportunity to, parents realize how much their children love them, but it's so sweet when you see them trying to show you how much they love you. Amen. Preferably, hopefully, prayerfully, your spouse knows how much you love them. But it's so nice when they see you trying to execute how much you love them. See, you can talk all day long. Talk means nothing. You can turn the radio on if you just want to hear somebody talking. That don't mean nothing. I want to see, you say you love me, do something. Let me see you do something without me having to beg you. Let me see you do something without me having to drop a hint. Let me see you do it just because, and here's the kicker, without expecting anything in return. Because a lot of people think God is a piggy bank. Lord, I prayed yesterday, what I get?
Amen. It's all about love.
Yeah, Lord. I read the scripture 2 weeks ago, remember? Psalms 100 and something, what I get? it's like a quid pro quo. I'll do something for you, but you gonna do something for me. Bargaining. Lord, I paid my tithes. How come my car don't still do? You know, dude, you're not in Vegas. You don't get any odds on this. You do it because God wants you to do it. First of all, if you don't do it because it's from your heart, you just did it because you did it. It needs to come from here. You need to love God because you love God, not because you think he's a piggy bank. I used to praise God with holes in my socks and my shoes.
Amen.
And I didn't care whenever he blessed me with more, because it was not going to interfere with my praise. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. I had the same 2 suits I wore for 3 years. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. People that looked at me cared more than I did. I didn't care. It did not interfere with my love for God, because even if he didn't, it's not because he couldn't.
Right.
Amen. Maybe I wasn't exactly where I needed to be so he could do it. I just didn't care that I didn't have it. What I cared about was that I had Christ. And then one day he opened the door and everything just started raining, and now I need 2 closets. But it doesn't matter, because it's not about the stuff. It's about God. We used to drive, we both had cars that we had to fill with water in the radiator when we got where we're going, and then fill it up again so we can get back where we came from. Driving on May Pops. Y'all know what May Pops are? Tires may pop anytime now, they're so bald. It didn't matter, because our relationship with God was the same. Am I telling it right? It didn't matter, because our relationship with God was the same. Mattress had more needles in it than a sewing kit. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Boxes for tables. It didn't matter.
Whoa.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Because that's not where our heart was.
Whoa.
And then one day God opened up the door, and we're like, what? We looked around and we're like, where'd all this crap stuff come from? We just had stuff. We can't, even if we bought some, we wouldn't have any place to put it. We couldn't figure out where all this stuff came from. I walked in the door, I'm like,
it's really about the glory.
It's about the glory. If he emptied the house, my praise for him wouldn't change.
Yeah, take it all
to
King Jesus.
That's all I want. Because listen, I can't take a CD player, a computer, or a TV to heaven with me. Yeah. It all stays here. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. What was I getting ready to pray for?
So on the list, you have many people who are praying for salvation for family members.
Yes.
A lot of different sicknesses, mm-hmm. addictions.
Yes.
Spiritual warfare.
Uh-huh.
You have some that are praying for financial breakthrough.
Yes.
Of course, with all this.
Yes.
Many are not
so many getting, have lost their jobs.
And then people who are praying for their marriages, their
yes.
relationship with their children.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you... Some of this stuff I need to give scripture to. I'd like to, but I know that there's not time. How can I, because I want to address some of this stuff. First of all, in regards to your marriage and your relationship with your spouse, we need to put that on the altar.
Yes.
Because there may be more going on than you are aware of. And so we need to put that on the altar. Amen. And for those that are dealing with finances, that this thing that has been set up, have so many people have lost their jobs and their incomes, and they're opening stuff and shutting it down and limiting this and all, it just messed, as my uncle used to say, boogered everything up. And so I know that, you know, people don't have their car, driving their car looking to see if anybody pull them over. It's just stuff. I get it. And for healing and deliverance. And for those that are looking for, that are desiring salvation for someone else, whoo, Lord. And did I miss anything? And for healing in their bodies.
Healing in their family relationships.
And healing in their family relationships.
Addictions.
We need to take these things to God. And so, oh my God, I wish we had a day to pray. I do, because I'd pray all day. I would. Some days it felt like I did, huh? Ain't he shut up yet? No, not yet. Amen. I want to pray. Girl, I had some wind here. I could pray a long time. Ask them, they'll tell you. They're like, Lord Jesus. Amen. So, amen. Amen. So all of you that are dealing with the addictions, or you know someone that's dealing with addictions, for all of you that are dealing with problems in your marriage, for those, your children, dealing with salvation for someone else, for your financial breakthroughs and financial situations, for your physical healing and deliverance, I wish I could address each person one by one. But I will keep the group, if you can group those and send it to me so that I can pray. I'm going to pray for you. I need everybody, if you've got a hand, at least one hand, I need you to raise it up. Those of you that are watching on air right now, and those that will be watching later, whenever you see this, whenever you get to this point, I need you to raise your hands and I need you to pray. Even if you are not one that's in any of these situations or environments, I need you, if you know God, I need you to pray, help us to pray for those that are in these situations. We pray for people around the world. We're praying for people all the time. This is what God has commanded this church to do. And if you are part of this global ministry, you too have been commanded by God to pray for others. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able. We know that all power and authority is in your hands. We know that there is absolutely nothing that you cannot do. We know you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know that you are the power. You are the authority. God, you are the essence of deliverance. You are the King. You are the Most High. We're praying for all of our believers, all of those that trust in you, all of those that are walking by faith and not by sight, all of those that have found themselves at the Red Sea and the enemy is approaching, all of those that have contemplating suicide, all of those that don't know which way to go, those that are contemplating insurance fraud, those that are contemplating theft, those that are contemplating things that are not like you, and these are believers. Father, we're asking that you would shake up something in their atmosphere so that the light will come on and they will say, this is not of God. I can't do this. Lord, let your perfect will be done. Let something happen, Lord. Let something snap so that they will realize that that is not the way that we walk by faith and not by sight, that we cannot allow in our atmosphere to dictate walk in God. Father, let something happen where they realize that I must trust in God and not the mailman, not my environment. I cannot trust what I think I see, but I must trust in whom I believe, which is Christ Jesus, my Lord. Yeah. Father, help people to understand that you are with us. And greater is he that's in us than anything that the enemy can put toward us. The power and the authority is in the hands of God. And your power and authority has been given to us to speak in your name. And we speak provisions in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak peace in the name of Jesus. We speak clarity in the name of Jesus. We speak holy boldness in the name of Jesus. We speak joy in the name of Jesus. Let your people observe and absorb your power. I see this presence. Listen, I wish I could show you what I see, the light of God moving places. I see the light of God being dispersed in places. I see it. I can tell you what I see. That's what I see. The Paiyas. Lord, continue. Send your warring angels to fight the battle of your people. We're praying for Tahira, that you move in her atmosphere and heal and deliver, break the bonds of those that are trying to encapture her and move her into the complete freedom that is yours. Father, let your light move into the atmosphere of your people and change the course of their destiny. Father, we're praying that healing and deliverance will capture your people and that will surround them and heal them and comfort us in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done, forgiving all sin and unrighteousness, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Is that it? Are we done? Pastor Sandy should be here soon. We will not have midweek service, but we will have regular Sunday service next week, and then we're back on our regular schedule. But prayerfully, between now and next Sunday, Pastor Sandy and we try not to invade Pastor Drea's house, Pastor Sandy and I will bring another mini McMessage, another mini McPrayer to encourage you as you move forward. In the cloud, in the crowd, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.